His eyes grew wide looking at the screen. He was just as stunned as he had been with the first result, but for different reasons. He struggled to make sense of the new reading. It indicated there was only 2.3% active element present. Such a drastic change left him feeling uneasy. He ran the test 4 more times, with each result contradicting the previous one. After hours of troubleshooting, he had attempted everything short of disassembling and rebuilding the Scope X. He was running out of time and options. He went to unscrew the lens of the Scope X and felt the familiar smoothness. He removed the marble in his pocket and realized that it had a similar curvature and glassiness. Swapping the lens for the marble, he reassembled the Scope X, carefully reset the sample, and initiated the test once more. The gentle hum began as he peered into the eyepiece to observe the sample. Immediately, he felt a pull, and the ground below him vanished. He thrust his arms outwards, reaching for something to slow his fall. Nothing. He strained his eyes and glanced up at the fading speck of light. His arms and legs were still flailing, beckoning for contact. His breath quickened at the pace of the pounding in his chest. He inhaled deeply and closed his eyes. A few moments later, he felt a force slow his descent. His feet sunk into the ground. His torso fell forward. Stuck, he lurched out his arms. A cool, tingling sensation rushed between his fingers and up his forearms as his hands disappeared into the ground. It was less of a ground than a surface. The surface appeared rough and impenetrable, composed of a dark mosaic of protruding stones. But it felt smooth and the stones globular as he pulled his arms back into view. He rose to stand and felt a deflated yet solidifying surface beneath him. Where am I? His eyes widened as they rose to meet the hills and soaring mountains surrounding him. This strange surface covered everything. In the distance, he saw a dark pit in the sky. In the opposite direction, a silent, flickering storm. He felt an urge, some kind of inner yearning towards something above. Looking up, he noticed it. A massive crystal moon. A round form, transparent yet concealing, suspended over the landscape. A distant humming reverberated from beyond the mountains. There was movement. Then a flash of meteors lit up the sky, scattering in different directions. The surface vibrated. He shifted focus back to the sound, the only familiar sensation in this strange place. As he was trying to determine where he knew it from, a deep rumbling interrupted his thoughts. Startled, he spun around to face a mass of stones churning and bursting up from the surface a few steps away. It grew into a mass that met his height. Arms sprouted out, and the stones kept shuffling as a figure emerged, matching his proportions. When it finally spoke, the surrounding surfaces vibrated. Welcome to the place where meaning meets matter by way of measure. Those cryptic words rang in his head. Where am I? Who are you? What are you? You should know. You are the one who brought us here. And gestured upwards. He looked up at the moon, observing its smoothness and polished surface. The familiar humming continued in the background. I'm inside the Scope X. This is the place where meaning meets matter by way of measure. He repeated. What does that mean? I can show you. Before he could respond, the surface began to rise. Stones silently tumbled outwards as a hill emerged beneath them. still rising, he looked out and saw more flashes and meteors beaming overhead. Straight bolts of lightning streamed onto the landscape as if they were scanning it. They emerged from a single point opposite the dark rectangular pit in the sky. The hill grew into a towering mountain. From its top, you could see that the meteors were originating from the surface. They would burst up wherever the lightning struck. He knew that the Scopex functioned by firing a beam of X-rays at the sample and causing photons to emit, which could then only be measured if they hit the detector. He panned the sky in search of the detector. The mountain had stopped growing, but the surface below him oscillated gently. The stream of lightning was moving closer. "What do you see?" "I see X-rays hitting the sample. I see photons scattering. Are you the active element?" As soon as the question escaped his mouth, the surface below him solidified. He could almost feel the number of stones protruding under his feet. Suddenly, the landscape reflected a stream of comets into the rectangular pit in the sky, the detector. "I have many names, and that is one. But that is a name that binds me to what you claim you can measure. When you use it, you lose sight of my essence, along with your own. You forget how to see." The stream of lightning continued on its path, nearing the mountain closest to them. He noticed it changing shape, but he couldn't explain how. "I am animated by other ways of being, yet rendered illegible in this space." The lightning reached its peak, and the mountain began to fall inwards. He watched in awe as the comets ricocheted around the growing opening before decorating the sky. "You created something special that brought you here, to a space of multiplicity and contradiction. Carry it with you, share it with others, and you will remember how to see." The mountain cascaded into a funnel. A flurry of comets bounced around inside, and when the funnel collapsed, they shot up into the sky, creating a blinding bombardment. He squinted at the moon that was glowing exponentially brighter and brighter. The light overcame him. He felt himself drifting. A resounding click jolted him upright. The Scopex unlocked and slowly opened in front of him. An alert flashed on the screen. "Results inconclusive."
"Test again.
Test again. Test again.